Energy Powers. Health officials say salmonella can be killed by high cooking temperatures. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Mainly hot and dry for the next 2 or 3 days at least. Today and tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid-90s. Heat index easily above 100. Lots of sunshine. Rain chances 10% at best both days. Lows at night in the low 70s. On Thursday, should be dry. Closer to the mid-90s for a high on Thursday and Friday. Friday, there could be an isolated storm somewhere in the area, but the rain chances are very small. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A property tax increase that would benefit Montgomery Public Schools will be on the ballot in November. Officials say the measure would generate an additional $33 million per year for Montgomery Public Schools if approved. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 21,000 new coronavirus cases in the past 2 weeks. This brings the total to more than 89,000. Health officials say more than 1,500 people have died. And Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries Commissioner Rick Pate says test results of the seeds being mailed to Alabama residents from China show nothing that would be dangerous if planted. So far, residents from at least 8 other states have reported receiving the unsolicited packages of seeds. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family meal time easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hi, this is Ray Bold from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale. Going on now at Prattville Carpet.
It's time for some straight talk. Here's a wireless equation to wrap your brain around. Big carriers plus fancy phone offers plus pricey contracts equals fail. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a new phone payment plan with no fees, no contracts, and no deposits. For great Samsung phones starting at less than $7 a month. All on America's largest and most dependable networks for up to 50% less. Turn that brain power into money-saving power. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
If you like country music and star-studded award shows, then you'll love 5-Hour Energy CMA Award Sweepstakes. 5-Hour Energy wants to send you and a guest to Music City to bask in the glow of music's brightest stars at the 2020 CMA Awards. To enter, buy any 5-Hour Energy product, snap a picture of the receipt and upload it. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, go to 5hecountry.com. Sweepstakes end October 10, 2020. Must be U.S. resident 18 years or older. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Just one more morning.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. COVID-19 update. The Alabama Department of Public Health. Well, on Monday, they reported 1,116 new confirmed cases of the vid of the Rona, bringing the total just shy of 90,000 confirmed cases since March. Four deaths were reported Monday, four souls gone too soon, bringing the total since March to 1,580. The state's seven-day average, moving average, of new cases continued to slightly decline Monday. Hospitalizations continue to tick down as well. And as schools and colleges prepare to open this month, about 20% of cases have been in Alabamians age 5 to 24. Most cases, nearly 41%, have been those in my demographic, 25 to 49. Most deaths, unfortunately, as we have come to know about this particular virus and disease, 78% of deaths have been for people 65 and older. You know, I often say the news isn't all that new, and those are new numbers, but the narrative and the reality of this virus, well, it is here to stay for the time being. We'll see what happens in the fall. We will see what happens, especially in relation to the November election. But right now, coronavirus continues to run rampant. Now, things are getting better. I think the idea that we need to freak out about this is, well, foolish. Or at least you don't have full perspective that you should have. Of course, another effect of the virus is the effect on the budget. For instance, revenues to the state are way down. Now that they're relying on the federal government to send more money, states and local municipalities are being hit quite hard. And we'll see what the legislature, if they ever come back into session. I kind of like them not being in session, though. How about you folks? Just my wallet. Well, let me go check real quick. Hold on. I don't always keep my wallet in my pocket, but... Yep, money's still there. The money's still there. Maybe that's something to do with them being out of session. Anyway. 272-9228. Yeah, one thing that does interest me in reopening of schools, especially for folks who are younger, in early college age or elementary school age, if you're going to do it completely virtual, why does it cost the same, if not more, to do virtual schooling? That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Now, I can maybe understand, hey, we need to send equipment or software to parents who are, you know, say, lower income, fine. But it seems the push to have everything go online and virtual because of the fears of around the vid, around Rona, around the coronavirus, the Chinese flu. Did I say that? The China virus. It seems that people are using this as a ripe opportunity for, well, getting what they've always wanted. But I hope parents who are capable in these troubled times of finding an alternative to traditional public schools, take that opportunity. For instance, I would love to see more and more people join together with other parents and other students and start more homeschooling co-ops. Essentially, you'll be getting virtual curriculum and, you know, different activities and lesson plans, just like are going to be given out, but you won't be tied to the state of education. Now, of course, the reality of what your income is, especially in this pandemic, plays into all of that. But I find it very frustrating as we start to see, not only here in the United States, but all around the world, these new fears and talk of new lockdowns. For instance, Australia just imposed, in particular parts of that vast country, it's much bigger than you'd ever realize, that island nation. They've instilled ridiculous new lockdowns in that country. You know, places like Hawaii here in the United States, but again, another far-flung nation unto itself, really, is now seeing an uptick. And they're an island nation who's been pretty stringent about when people can come in. If you were going to go travel to Hawaii, we were told, you had to quarantine for 2 weeks unless you got a negative test back. You know, as much as we appeal to science in this day and age, science in the face of a very fast-moving new threat, well, we're bound to fail. It's called fog of war for a reason. In every single war, well, uncertainty can make waste of the best laid plans. And the uncertainty of not only this virus itself, but the uncertainty of, well, how the governments all over the world are reacting is leading to, well, upset expectations and laid waste to so many plans to combat this, not to mention the 150,000 plus lives that we have lost. Of course, questions you're not supposed to ask are how many of the people who have died were going to die. For instance, it's morbid to think about this, 7,500 people a day. 7,500 people a day, give or take, die in the United States. No, we don't like to think about that because it's a big country. 7,500 people a day dying in a country of going on 300 million plus, nearing 400 million. It's the reality of life. It's part of life. So I hope we do not go back into lockdown mode because I think the economic uncertainty of restricting people's activity and having dictates from the government, well, it's just adding to an already difficult, uncertain situation. You know, I mean, what if you are somebody, I've talked about this before, and you've saved your whole life to open up a small business, say a restaurant, then COVID-19 hits. And just the reality of it without any government action puts you on the hot seat. Will people still want to come to your business, purchase your food, sit down, enjoy a meal, enjoy a beer? Then you have the government step in and add even more uncertainty. And for all the plans of those up in Washington, D.C., our dear imperial city. Yes, our dear imperial city. Are they actually making the situation better? You have on the Democratic side of the aisle this idea that, no, everybody stay put. We're just going to give people more and more money to hold them over. Just paper over it. And I'm sure the virus will be fine by at least, you know, January of 2021 when you're swearing in Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. The Republicans are taking, well, a more modest tack, if you can call another $1 trillion in $1,200 checks to every individual in this country modest. They're also wanting to introduce liability restraints so you can't sue every Tom, Dick, and Harry under the sun whose business you might have gone into during the pandemic. I'm sure trial lawyers are frothing at the mouth over this idea that they don't get to take on clients to sue every business. You know, this is like trying to stop the wind and really trying to blame political authorities for natural disasters is downright foolish. With that said, if you take a step back away from cable news, if you take a step back away from the craziness of our politics right here in 2020, what you'll find is there are people waking up. You know, sometimes I wonder, because I'm in the news cycle, I'm in this business, what is it like for some poor soul, some poor devil who's out there just hiking, say, the West or going through the Grand Canyon? Doesn't have a care in the world about what's going on in the White House, on Capitol Hill. They're just, well, carrying on. Who's happier? The people freaking out every day over what the latest thing said by our obnoxious political leaders, or the person who, you know, lives their life in the moment. I think sometimes it's better to just turn off the news and go and live your life. And you can go check in, at least take the Sabbath or something. You know, take a day. Don't pick up your phone. Take a day. And then you can come back and see how crazy things are getting. 272-9228. And see, this is my guest I was expecting. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Joey. It's Tammy.
Tammy Burkhalter. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Very good. Just kind of laying out, setting the table here this morning. A lot of craziness, but you have a great thing to talk about this morning that takes our mind off of the not-so-new news of the pandemic and the economic troubles. You wanted to respond to what another trend or narrative we've seen in the press over the last few months and in the country. And, you know, it's one thing to talk about reforming police and having good practices and policies. It's another thing when you start to see demonization of the police in a generalized sense. So, for instance, this new Auburn professor said, excuse me for using harsh abbreviations and letters, F all police.
That's I saw that.
Yeah. And that's just
very
one guy. So you and several others have come up with this idea called the Autauga County Blue Crew. The Autauga Blue Crew, I'm actually looking at a sign here. What is the Autauga County Blue Crew for folks who haven't heard about it yet?
The Autauga County Blue Crew is was created to support law enforcement. They've taken a beating in the press, not necessarily so much around here, but in general. And I think when you take a beating anywhere as a law enforcement officer, it affects the morale of all officers because they're on high alert. They feel like the communities are not behind them. And so in Autauga County, we wanted to make sure that our police, our sheriff, and our state troopers that serve our area know that we do support them. You know, there are a few bad apples out there, but the majority of them, they go to work, they suit up, they show up, and they do their best to protect us. And we want them to know that, you know, we appreciate them and we support them. So every day this month, we're drawing for prizes. The community outpouring of love and support for this has been phenomenal. We still have people calling in wanting to donate things. And we just really want to make sure that they know how much August is their month, and we will continue to support them. Today is Thank an Officer Day. You see one, thank one. Thank them online. You can go to our Facebook, Autauga County Blue Crew. You can do it there. Tomorrow is shout out on social media. We'll have a certain image that we'd love to see plastered all over the place. Thursday is Blessings for Blue at the flagpole down at the police department. 7:15, 12:15, and 5:15, we'll have preachers that are throughout the county coming down to pray. But hey, anybody can come pray down there to show their support. And Friday is Hot Dog is Friday. We're going to serve hot dogs from the chamber. They can come by and get one. And the biggest show from the community is a blue ribbon on your mailbox or your business.
So if somebody wants to, say, get a blue ribbon or learn more information about how they can specifically donate, maybe they don't quite, they know the idea, the Autauga County Blue Crew, they don't keep everything in mind. Is it the Facebook page a good place to go? I'm looking at it now. The Autauga
That's
County
a fantastic
Blue Crew.
Place to go. We've partnered with Dana's in Prattville downtown, and she has bows ready to go. They're $10 a piece. She did the same thing with red bows. But you can go to anybody, or you can make your own. On Dan's show, somebody said they were going to make mailbox covers.
Okay.
So, you know, if they show appreciation, I saw one that just had a blue strip tied to their mailbox. But that was a show. That was a show of support. And I'm going to tell you, there are some streets in Prattville, the whole street has blue ribbons on their mailbox. It's just phenomenal. It's very, very humbling how many people have come out to support them. And it's about time because, you know, even heroes need heroes.
There you go. There you go. And it's an incredibly difficult job. I thank local law enforcement for just that aspect of, you know, I don't want that job. And, you know, when you see how it can be a great job, and especially, you know, locally working in a local community, but then it's that one time, that one call where you don't know what's going to happen. And it's the officers themselves, but it's also family members and everybody who's very intimately involved in local law enforcement. It's quite a task that they have been given. Now, I had somebody message me the other night, Tammy, and we're talking to Tammy Burkhalter about the Autauga County Blue Crew supporting local law enforcement, and they wanted to donate like a Boston butt, or they wanted to donate some food for maybe one of the events you're going to put on. Is there a number they can call?
They can message me on the Autauga County Blue Crew. I'd rather not give out my cell phone number.
Fair enough.
But if they will message me, or they can message me personally, I would be more than happy to get that. I appreciate that so much. And let me tell you, 93.1 has been a huge supporter of this. We are just so grateful that y'all are behind this. I brought a blue bow up there yesterday and a sign, and I took pictures, and I had a great time riding with Greg and them yesterday afternoon on the radio. Sounds like you're riding solo this morning.
So far.
Jack coming?
Oh, yeah. He'll be here. Other folks will show up. It's, you know, it's part of the job. Again, not as tough as law enforcement, but, you know, I'm a trooper.
You know, there's a thing that Paul Harvey, and I put it on the Blue Crew page.
Yeah.
You don't think about all the things that a police officer has to be. And anybody that joins the police force in these trying times, knowing, you know, if you join any time, that is commendable and respectful. But knowing that you're going into something like this in the climate that we're in right now, you know, that takes a special person.
That absolutely does. I mean, there's been talk about the so-called blue flu, especially in major cities where we've seen a lot of action on the streets, so to speak. And so I can understand people calling in sick. What I love, though, you know, I was talking the other day, Tammy, about how we're losing what a lot of folks, political thinkers, economists call social capital, where your neighbors look out for one another. There's a lot of trust in the community to where the kids can go play in the street. You know, they're going to be all right. Basic things like that. You're part of clubs. You're part of groups. You look out for one another. And around
the country,
you're seeing less of that cohesion. But I was saying last week, it's the River region in particular, Autauga County, Elmore County, and Montgomery. We are seeing, we're almost an exception to the rule in many ways, where people are looking.
We really are. And, you know, that's the River region has always been. I grew up here. I grew up in Montgomery. I've lived in Autauga County and Prattville for many, many years. And, you know, it's amazing to me how well we all get along. I can't imagine living in Seattle, Portland, Minneapolis. And there's some people, you know, they can't get out. But I know that, you know, Chief Thompson and Sheriff Sedinger, they take care of things. We have no clue what's going on, that they squelch before it even gets there to a point that we would know.
Oh, absolutely. They do so much that doesn't get headlines. And it's often when they do the right things that they're not noticed. It's only when an officer does a bad thing that the headlines are, you know, painted across the screen, and then people paint with an even broader brush to try to demonize people in general wearing the uniform. And I think that's a step too far, to put it mildly. And so I love this idea. I love the group. Folks, go to the Facebook page. It's, you know, your one-stop shop for all the information, what's going on each day, how you can engage, and get in touch with Tammy here and the folks running the Autauga County Blue Crew. Just search that in your Facebook search, and the page should come right up. You have a little over 1,200 people already liked
just
the page.
Just in the last 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, and that's
just
fantastic.
In the last 3 weeks, I've been watching that. And I'm actually on my way to talk to someone about possibly doing face masks with our logo on the side.
Well, and also,
the order has been extended.
And I'll suggest to folks that when you click like, you can change, like, how you want notifications. If you go to follow, you can say see first. So if you really want to follow what's going on, don't have to search it out each day, you can put the Autauga County Blue Crew at the top of your notifications to be sure to get everything that y'all post without having to search it out yourself.
Well, I went down and I picked 5 winners today. There were some from the police department, some from the sheriff, and state troopers. So 5 people have won prizes today, and every day in August we will be drawing for 5 winners.
And today is Thanking Officer Tuesday, so be sure if you see an officer, if you know they're not too busy, just say a quick thank you. And
a thank you, even as Dan would say, a thumbs up.
There you go.
Anything that posted on your Facebook, post it on ours. Let us know. Let them know.
Well, Tammy, it was good talking with you this morning, and thank you so much. This is a great idea for putting
this
together.
Thank you, Joey. I appreciate it.
It really is a great idea, and y'all check it out. Y'all are doing great things. And, you know, I've seen a lot of folks who come up with ideas and they don't follow through, just to be blunt. And y'all have followed through in a fantastic way, and it's really become something. So thank you again, and hope you have a good rest of the day.
Thanks, Joe. You too.
Bye. Again, folks, that was Tammy Burkhalter with the Autauga County Blue Crew. Go to the Facebook page, like it, and then if you want to see everything they post up front, you can change the notification settings to say see first. Check it out. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program here. Let's see who this is on line two. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this? Hello?
Yes. Hey, this is John.
Hey, John, how are you?
All right. I just wanted to call, and as a retired Autauga County law enforcement officer, I appreciate Mrs. Burkhalter's sentiment and the rest of the people that she's working with.
Yes.
It does mean a lot to the officers in the field. And changing subjects real quick, I wanted to ask your opinion on this on the CBS Morning Show, the local show. They give the every day they give the coronavirus numbers, and last I saw it was like 98,000 tested positive, 29,000 recovered, and 1,500 deaths. Where is the discrepancy of the people tested positive and the people that have recovered? There's a 70,000 spread there.
I mean, most people have recovered from this. Is the you know, reading between the lines, most people have recovered.
Yeah, so seems to be a big discrepancy there, but that's all I had to say. And like I said again, I appreciate Mrs. Burkhalter and her friends doing that. Thank you, sir.
No, thank you, John. Thank you. Yeah, it's unfortunate with even I don't suspect the local CBS affiliate is trying to pull something, but it's just the general how the news is reporting this. They're doing cases. They're doing hospitalization. Now, I think hospitalization and the 7-day moving average on that hospitalization rate is a pretty good number, because to me, that was always what the goal was. We lock down for a short time, we build up medical capacity, we allow the American medical system to flex, and the medical system being unique to each state and each locale, and then we open back up smartly, and then we make sure we're not overrunning that capacity that we supposedly built up. And that should be working. I thought that was already always the plan. But some folks, I haven't seen it too much locally, but some folks, especially in the national press, well, if it scares the crap out of you, if they can report it with a certain tone of voice, then they're going to run with it, because it makes for good ratings. And actually, coming up, you know, Barry Weiss, she was a writer for the New York Times. She recently resigned. Another cheeky fellow named Andrew Sullivan, who wrote for New York Magazine, he recently resigned his post. Essentially, all these center to left-wing folks are resigning their jobs, and now we have an MSNBC producer has quit her position, talking about how her job in cable news is forcing skilled journalists to make bad decisions. We'll get into that and who exactly that person is coming up, but before we hit this break, let me say hello to my trusty co-host, Jack Campbell. Hey, Jack, how are you?
How you doing, Joey?
I'm all right. I'm hanging in there. Oh, look at that. Dr. Jill Biden's going to be on with Dana Perino today. How lovely.
Who is?
Dr. Jill Biden. Joe's wife.
She'll probably suck up to her. You know, I don't know about Dana.
Yeah, you're not a fan of Dana?
I used to be, but, you know, she tries to be too fair on that show.
You like people to just start cutting, you know.
Mm-hmm, I do.
Like it's a hog or something.
Yes.
So are you all right this morning?
Yes. I've been on the phone with somebody that's giving me a political bombshell that I'm going to get more information about this afternoon, and we will certainly talk about it.
Very, very good. Very good. I'm interested to hear about that. I've not heard about it even behind the scenes. So, I'd like to hear more. 272-9228, 272-9228. The negotiations and the fights go on over this next stimulus bill. More people quitting their mainstream media jobs because it's just such a noxious environment to work in. And new poll numbers, official poll numbers, based on what we were talking about yesterday morning on the Senate race. Not just Alabama Senate race, but
That is looking a little brighter.
Yes, and not just here, but all around the country. A lot of competitive
races. I'm telling you. Do not, and I bought into it this weekend a little bit and got a little depressed.
Sure.
But do not buy into these reports. Remember, America has been silent, and we're going to participate in the ballot in November, and we're going to reelect this man, and we ain't going to lose the Senate.
There you go. There you go.
You heard it here first.
News and views from 9 till noon continues after this quick break. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal, and the top four synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, "Man, I live such a life of normal." What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally? What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us, nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow.
Scenes of chaos, violence, and destruction. They're playing out in the streets of cities across the country. New York, San Francisco, Portland. What do these cities have in common? They're all sanctuary cities that harbor illegal immigrant criminals. In the Senate, Senator Doug Jones joined Washington liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against cutting off federal funding for lawless sanctuary cities. By refusing to take violent criminals off the streets, sanctuary cities put us all at risk and spread anarchy. It's time for Senator Doug Jones to listen to Alabamians who support the rule of law instead of Washington liberals. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Tell him to support S-1644, Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act, end federal funding for sanctuary cities. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, just hearing that Cole Plumbing recorded spot, Jack, I got news last night. James Cole and family lost somebody very, very special to him. His mother passed away yesterday.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. They've been great sponsors of our show and friends of our show. And Now our prayers go out to the Cole family. They're yes. great folks.
Y'all say a prayer for James and the whole Cole family. And you know, having lost a mother myself, you know, one thing gives me solace, James, is that she'll always be your mother. All those memories you have, they'll always be there. Even after we're gone, it will always have happened. So stay strong. We love you, brother, and y'all say a prayer for the Cole family. 272-9228, 272-9228. So let's get into, before we get into another person has quit from, you know, Barry Weiss quit from the New York Times, Andrew Sullivan quit from the New York Magazine. There's that Harper's letter of all these left liberals, you know, saying, oh, this cancel culture is crazy right now. And we'll get into that, that some people on the left are waking up to the cancel culture and the language policing that is going on within their own party, and it should disturb folks. But before we do that, let's look at this polling data that's come in about the Senate race. It's really quite striking and should give people in Alabama a lot of hope. Essentially vindicates what we were saying yesterday, Jack. Let me find the exact numbers. This is a morning consult poll. It shows Tommy Tuberville leading Doug Jones 52% to 35%, with 4% saying they would vote for someone else and 9% saying they were unsure or had no option. So, okay. Fair enough.
I don't believe that poll.
You think it's more than that?
Well, I think his margin's probably 12 to 15 points.
Right.
And just remember who Doug Jones was running against.
Right.
The flawed candidate, you know, Roy Moore. And let me just say this. The more we learn about Doug Jones between now and November, he's going to have an enormously tall hurdle in front of him. He is not the honest broker that everybody thinks he is.
Right, right. That's very much something I think Tuberville will highlight, though. I mean, he can just do the greatest hits and I think run away with this race on the impeachment vote, Doug Jones' position on abortion, and on the Kavanaugh vote. There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I mean,
Tommy has to be more up to snuff.
Sure.
On the issues of the day, and I think he's getting schooled and all that as we speak. So, you know. We'll see. You know, Doug Jones go around. He'll be going around talking about how Tommy Tuberville won't debate. And I don't know if he will or not. I haven't even brought that up with him. But Doug Jones was a courtroom lawyer. And remember, he prosecuted that 16th Street church bombing case like 40 years after it happened and got a conviction. Although I hear there's some things about that trial that may not be on the up and up. Hmm. Which I'm finding out more about, and I will certainly share what I learned with our listening audience.
Well, and this morning consult poll also went into other Senate races. For instance, Democrats can't stand Mitch McConnell, Cocaine Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
And so they thought, oh, Amy McGrath's going to take him out. Amy McGrath's great. I don't even know who Amy is, but Amy McGrath, she's got to be better than Mitch McConnell. Well, Mitch McConnell in this morning consult poll is leading Amy McGrath 53 to 36. So I think Mitch is pretty solid in his reelection chances. But here's a surprising one. Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. Lindsey Graham is only leading his Democratic opponent, Jamie Harrison, 44 to 43. Essentially a statistical dead heat. What is going on with Lindsey?
I don't know, but I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I mean, you know, you got to like him for whatever reason.
Well, how long has he been up there?
I think he was a congressman before he was a U.S. senator.
Yeah, he was an impeachment manager during the Clinton impeachment for the House.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know how long he's been up there.
At least the 90s. So it's been probably about 30 years or so, I would guess. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, Lindsey has become a pretty dogged defender of the president, especially since the Brett Kavanaugh hearing. That's when you could really see, yeah, well, after McCain died and then after that hearing, you could see a major shift in Lindsey Graham's approach to the presidency of Donald Trump. So we'll see where that goes. But that was surprising to me to see Lindsey Graham in a statistical tie with his Democratic opponent, Jamie Harrison. So we'll see.
Just don't believe all that crap. I'm sorry.
No, I take it with a grain of salt. You see trends. We'll see. We'll see. I think actually this one, I think Tuberville's going to win by more. I think McConnell's going to win by more. They put Trump at 58% of Alabama likes him over Biden. I think the number's higher than that. So we'll see. But 272-9228. Let's see who this is on line one. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Silent Patriot.
Hey, Silent Patriot. How are you?
Can't remain silent any longer.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to call and talk about the event the last month, but I wanted to first say that over the last 6 to 8 weeks, I quit watching any news at all. I'm done. But I do listen to your show and a few other shows on this program, on this station, because I feel like we're like-minded individuals.
Yes, sir.
You know, but, and the whole thing, you know, we've been through it. We got it to start with. Slow the spread. Don't overrun the hospital.
Right.
I was for that. But we're past that. You know, we built hospitals in Central Park that weren't even used. You know, the whole nine yards. And now here we go back in. It's all designed to steal this election. I'm telling you 100%. It's designed to steal the election. See what happened in Nevada yesterday. We're going to let everybody vote by mail and the whole thing. So what I'm saying is, like, Jack, I agree with you. I really hope the silent majority, like myself, like you and like others, turn out November the 3rd and we get this done. But can we afford to wait to November the 3rd? Will we be sitting there on November 3rd at 10 o'clock at night and say, God almighty, they just stole the election from us?
Yeah, there's a distinct possibility we'll be saying that if all this mail-in ballots. Why do you think the Democrats are so in favor of mail-in ballots? They're never, every one of their motives in elections is nefarious. They want illegals in California to get driver's licenses to be able to go vote. They've been pulling this BS for the last 15, 20 years. And I just hope to God these chickens don't come home to roost against us in November, because this country will go to hell in a handbasket. I'm telling you.
Amen. And that's my point. If we can't, I don't think we can wait to November 3rd. So what do we do? What do we do on August the 4th that makes sure that November the 3rd don't happen? Is 10% of the population of the state of Alabama, what's that, 500,000, 480,000? You know, what do we just rush the Capitol? Do we march into damn street? Do we say, Meemaw, shut the hell up. Get out of the pockets of China and quit acting like a damn puppet for communists. I mean, really, I'm so over this. I have a choice. All I heard for 50-plus years, Roe versus Wade, my body, my choice, my body, my choice. Okay, your body, your choice. Now here it is. How about my body, my choice? I can choose to go wherever the hell I want, take whatever risk I want to take. Why? You know why? Because we're killing more babies every year than we are people dying of COVID. It's just not politically correct. It won't steal an election. Everybody's on edge, I'm telling you, man.
They are.
This country is in a civil war. And until people wake up and realize we're in a civil war again, you know, they're going to steal it from us. They're going to. I feel it. I feel it in my bones.
Well, I feel like they're going to try like hell to do it. But I'm telling you, we have all got to go vote. We've all got to give money to candidates, even if it's $25. These people need our help, I'm telling you. And this whole environment is toxic.
Indeed it is. Silent Patriot, silent no more. We got to run, but I appreciate the call, man.
Thank you.
272-9228. And what's very unnerving, Jack, is everything you and the caller just said, Silent Patriot just said. You could hear almost the exact same things being said by those on the left. They're going to steal his election. And when both sides are accusing the other side of stealing the election and rigging the game, where the hell does that leave us?
They've had a hell of a lot more practice at it than we have.
True.
I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah. This is where we're at. And what does the average American do when they're hearing this? Say they're not a partisan. They don't, you know, I'm an independent. That's actually the largest self-identification out there, independents. And they're looking at these arguments going back and forth. It should just make everybody step back a second and go, what the hell is going on here?
Well, you got to read between the lines. You got to look at some people out there who put out websites, people like John Solomon and that and that Sarah Carter people. They're telling you the truth. They're
John
not
Solomon
filtering the news.
I really
because
do.
Because what we're getting on NBC, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS ain't the truth. They're picking and choosing what they cover. If it makes the other side look bad, they're not reporting it. Fox News has almost gotten into bed with these damn liberals just as much as these other networks have. So I'm telling you, you got to be discerning about what you believe and what you don't believe.
Well, I don't think it means storming the Capitol, but yeah, on November the 3rd, I think a lot of people are going to make their voice heard, no matter how many folks are talking about whether or not it's rigged or stolen. We'll see where that goes, but yeah. It depends on who wins, I guess, who will be howling that democracy is finished. It's funny how that works out. Democracy's under threat when the other side wins.
Oh, did you see where Trump went after the TVA?
No, I did not see that one.
The CEO of the Tennessee Valley Authority was paying himself $8 million.
Holy crap.
A year.
That's corrupt.
And Trump fired him and fired the chairman of the board of TVA and said, let this be a lesson to the rest of you board members. You put up with this crap and you will hear two words from the White House. You're fired.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, their spokesman said no comment.
Yeah. Well, here, we got to hit this break. But
I mean, that's outrageous.
Yeah, $8 million a year. Good God. Here, more news and views when we come back. 272-9228. You want to get in on the program.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Cryer.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale.
And have we got an irresistible offer for you?
Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by
number 84417.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking.
Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week's weather, much different than last week when we had so many showers and storms around. This week, we're going to be dry many days and hot. Today and tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid-90s, heat index easily above 100, lots of sunshine, rain chances about 10% at best both days, lows at night in the low 70s. Thursday looks like a dry day, high temperature closer to the middle 90s. In fact, middle 90s on Thursday and Friday. Friday, there could be an isolated storm somewhere in the afternoon and evening hours, but the rain chances are really small. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Wind Creek's Alabama casinos are back, and the winning is electric. To get in on the action, walk up at any time. But with reduced capacity, you might have to wait if we're busy. You can skip the lines by making a reservation or by booking a hotel room. So walk up if you're feeling lucky. But for the odds-on way to get in, make a reservation. Book yours today on the Wind Creek app at windcreekcasino.com or by calling 866-946-3360.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas or pain or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
How you doing?
you know, you mentioned John Solomon a second ago, and he had one report on another folk person in the liberal media quitting, but he just released a write-up, and it's about how much Al Sharpton is being paid. Good God. Guess, you know, fighting racial injustice is worth a lot of money. For instance, in 2014, Sharpton raised, or was paid directly, he was paid, $412,000 or so. By the way, that's after, that's a 70% increase over the previous year. So as Black Lives Matter has become more prominent, Al Sharpton's making that money.
He's a phony.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the biggest phony in the country, one of the biggest phonies in the country.
Well, every cause starts off as a good cause, and then it's, you know, a business, and then it becomes a racket. And I think we're in racket territory when it comes to people like Sharpton. And he said, oh, it's a six-day a job week, and it's I get paid similar amounts to other nonprofits. And after reviewing that, for instance, Jesse Jackson gets paid way less than $400,000 a year. So
is six-day job a week kind of like intern the Tim?
Yeah, exactly. It's just amazing. Like, and I've been trying to say this politely, but there are a lot of folks out there who are just taking this issue of racial injustice, so to speak, or you could take, say, the pandemic, and whatever crisis, whatever problem, real or perceived, somebody's making money off of it by not solving the problem, just talking at the problem. So, more that we've come to expect.
And the Montgomery Advertiser, I mean, I don't know what the hell's happened. Well, it's always been crappy. It's always been crappy. When Grover Hall was there and the Hudson's on the paper, it was winning Pulitzer Prizes. Now it wins, you know, birdcage liner status.
What in particular today has got you going?
Nothing in particular, just everything.
Yeah, I mean, their big headline story is gun violence is traumatizing the youth. The website's broken, but the headline is gun violence traumatizes a generation of Montgomery's youth. Have we always had guns here in the South? I mean, I remember.
Pretty much. Yeah. What about it?
Well, I'm just,
black on black crime, is that what they're referring to?
I'm wondering why. What's changed? It's not the existence of guns by any means. And Montgomery is now said no to 3 or 4 different people who applied for liquor licenses recently.
Oh, yeah, and they've been turned down.
Good God, man. 272-9228.
What are your thoughts on that? I don't really care, but...